Yes, indeed.
Andrew, Stephen Mayne, shareholder. You did tell the Fin Review in February that, I think the quote was something like, for reasons well known to Mr. Scott, I have absolutely no respect for him whatsoever. Now, the presumption was that this relates to the proceedings that are taking place against us over the S8 commissions, where there's a potential fine of up to $44 million in what's being alleged against us. Is that what you were referring to in your description of saying why you had no respect for Mr. Scott? And where does the liability lie there? When we bought S8, did we receive an indemnity from Mr. Scott and other owners about any future liabilities that arose, such as this potential $44 million hit now? And it would be good to hear from Mr. Scott as to where that all sits, what the state of play is. And I'm, as a shareholder, I'm particularly interested in where the liability lies if this goes badly for us.
Let me say firstly, in relation to the indemnity, I'm of course on the board at the time, so I'll hand it over to Craig, who was Deputy CEO at the time, in terms of the indemnity. In terms of both remarks passed between Mr. Scott and others about me and them, warmly reciprocating what was said to one another, for reasons well known to him now, he recognises the regard I have for him. So I'll now hand over to Craig and let him elaborate on the indemnity.
Stephen, I don't believe there was an indemnity when we bought the SA business. However, in relation to the action by the Office of Fair Trading, however, we have now obviously sold the business in the joint venture with CBC, and that's about that organisation.
But if the court says someone's got to pay $44 million, is that us 35%, CVC 65%, or is there any recourse back to Stella, back to S8?
Back to S8. S8 is part of the Stella Group that's now owned 65% by CVC, and the liability lies with that organisation.
Right.